News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, we're winding down the day, winding down the week, really. Listen, the phone lines are open, 866-494-9866. 866-494-9866. You want to comment on something we've talked about today, love to hear it. At the same time, what I want to hear, too, though, is think about this. What movie title sounds more like our politics than a movie title? What movie title sounds more like our politics than a movie title? Hey, I got a couple of callers already holding on the line. Let me go to line four. I got Alan from Hartsel. Hey, Alan, Phil Williams on Right Side Radio, man. What's on your mind?
Okay, I'm going to make some people go back in time. How the radical youth and the street violence of 1968.
Okay.
The movie was called Wild in the Street. It had a lot of later well-known actors. But Christopher Jones portrayed a part of a 30-year-old that became president. And it reminds me of some of this stuff that AOC and them are saying, like, we need to control, we need to do this, how radical it was. And I thought,
What was the name of the movie again,
Alan?
It
makes sense to me.
Tell me the name of the movie again.
Wild in the Street, 68.
Wild in the Street, 68. Yeah, that fits. I like it. That could also be Seattle right now. Wild in the Street, 68. Hey, Alan, thanks for the call from Hartsel. We appreciate you being in the audience. Hey, listen, folks, I'm going to throw one out there. Here's an idea. What movie title sounds more like politics than a movie? Well, I don't know. I'm thinking Dumb and Dumber might fit in just right with all the things that I've been saying have been said. That, you know, did they really say that? Yes, Dumb and Dumber. The title sounds more like our politics than it does a movie. What do you think? You call in if you got another idea. Hey, I got somebody with some commentary that's not necessarily a movie, I think. Kirby from Harvest is on line three. Hey, Kirby, Phil Williams on Right Side. What's on your mind?
Hey, Phil, I just wanted to fill in a blank or two about the topic of California being liberal comes up. It depends on what part of California. I've been out there through the Tehachapi area. A friend of mine who led Bible study in college has worked as an electronics engineer out there. And Steve said that inland California, there's quite a lot of really fine Christians, and they work, they do, you know, like a lot of manual labor, you know, like working on farms and that type of thing. They're not like the ones you'd see in the big city. And after the election, I was going to church here, and I met a pastor, Deckelman, who takes people on tours to Israel, and he has a lot of friends out there. And I went and talked to Pastor Deckelman after he preached the sermon, and he said, Kirby, I want to tell you, there's a lot of conservatives out there, especially the people inland, and they are very angry at what happened in these elections. They are really, and they're working hard to get their footing, to try to get their footing back, you know, so they can start winning some elections.
Well, it's true. Kirby, I'll jump in and tell you, too. I've got some friends that are in politics out there, and Northern California is also, there's Republican enclaves in Northern California where you can still find a Republican congressman, you can find Republican state senators and that kind of thing. It's amazing how diverse that state is, but they're kind of like New York. They're dominated by the major metropolitan areas. You are absolutely right.
And when you get in the Bible, you see that big cities can be bad things. I mean, go back to Genesis and check out the city of Babel, you know, with Nimrod. By the way, the name Nimrod means let us rebel. That's what the name Nimrod means.
Wow.
And when God condemns a lot of cities, a lot of nations, he condemns the capital city. You know, take an example. In Judah, he condemned Jerusalem for the evil things they were doing.
And Kirby, if you don't mind, I got three other people waiting on the line, so brother, let me go, but I think your point is certainly well made. California, yes, that seems to be the place where liberal policies are exacerbating our national picture right now, but there are certainly enclaves of conservatism, people that believe in the Lord and traditional values, and I agree with you. Hey, I'm going to keep going to the phones here. By the way, the phones are open, 866-494-986. You got commentary, or for that matter, here's the big question. What movie title sounds more like our politics than a movie? Line five, I got Lee from Lexington. Hey, Lee, Phil Williams here on Right Side. What's on your mind?
Hey, Phil, how are you doing?
I'm good, sir. How you doing?
All right, the movie title that comes to mind for today's politics would have to be Idiocracy.
Yeah, you know what? That was one that it was even hard to sit through just watching it. But yeah. You are absolutely right, Lee. Good call, man. Thanks for chiming in on that one. We appreciate it. All right, folks, I'm keeping the phone lines going here. 866-494-9866. Line one, Scott from Huntsville. Hey, Scott, Phil Williams on Right Side. What's on your mind?
Hey, it's Scott, your ruffian buddy. Hey, it's a mad, mad, mad world.
I think you left off a mad. Wasn't there three of them? It's a mad, mad, mad.
I probably did. I'm throwing to my lab in the river, but or Red Corner with Richard Gere.
Wow. Red Corner. That took it a whole different direction. It was funny, and then it got serious. Hey, Scott, great call. Hey, enjoy your time out there throwing with the lab, and I'm kind of jealous of that. All right, folks, keeping the phone lines moving. It's lighting up right now. So let me do this. I've got one guy's been holding on a little bit longer, so let me go to Mark from Athens on line three. Hey, Mark, Phil Williams on Right Side. What's on your mind?
Well, only thing I can think of, the movie The Thing.
The Thing. What is it? Do we even have a name for it? It eats people, and it's called The Thing. Yes.
And do you like the scientist doctor fed it?
Oh, my gosh.
He wanted to study it. Changed his name to Fauci.
What an analogy. Do you like the remake of The Thing that was with Kurt Russell that was made in the 80s? That was a good one.
Because even the Russians wanted to kill it.
Hey, man. Mark, thanks for the call. We appreciate you being in the audience, as always. Listen, I'll go to line two. Probably a little bit longer comment on this one, but let me get line two, Bobby from Huntsville. Hey, Bobby, Phil Williams on Right Side. What's on your mind?
Hey, Phil, how's it going? I got a couple of movies. I wasn't going to chime in on the movie thing, but while you were doing that, I just thought of two real quick. Vanishing Point.
Oh.
And Gone in 60 Seconds.
Oh. Yeah, at least this one's gone 8 months, but yeah, gone in 60 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we're
okay.
Going to give Biden about 60 more seconds, and that's it. He's gone, okay?
Wow.
What I was going to chime in, everybody's talking about the supply chain thing going on. I've been in the trucking industry for about 40 years now.
Yeah.
And long before CARB started coming around with their emission standards that they wanted everybody to comply with going into California, a lot of people quit going to California. And I heard on Yaffe's show, some guy that he was talking to, his name escapes me right now. But anyway, he was saying that part of the problem with the supply chain was that some of these trucks that would not comply with the emissions, they're waiting on parts so that they can get their trucks in compliant, is a total bunch of horse hockey, because most of the guys in California that were driving trucks that would not comply, they either sold them or they got out of the trucking business because it costs more to comply to get their trucks under comply than the truck was worth.
Wow.
So they got out of it. And now you see people showing videos in the ports, their trucks everywhere, their chassis in the ports stacked up everywhere, and they won't load them.
Hey, Bobby, let me ask you a question, too, just real quick, about 30 seconds on this. What do you think what's the deal with trying to hire people in the trucking industry? Why are we so short on actual drivers? Are they quitting overall, you think, or what's the deal?
Well, a lot of the owner-operator portion of the trucking industry got out when the electronic logs started coming around. You know, it was another government regulation, you know, the man wanting to stick us under his thumb and keep us there and make us, you know, tell us what we can do and can't do. And I was owner-operators, owned several trucks. And, you know, I didn't want to do it either. I work in town now for a buddy of mine doing construction work, driving around town, and I love it. And I don't have to comply with no ELD. But for that, the driver quality, I'm just going to be honest with you, the quality of people applying now, they can't hack it.
Hey, Bobby, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you calling in. That's some expertise that we need, and you call in anytime. We appreciate you. Let me jump on down now. I got Mike from Huntsville on line four. Hey, Mike from Huntsville. Phil Williams on Right Side. What's on your mind? Did we lose Mike? I think we lost Mike from Huntsville. Let me jump up to Clay real quick on line one. Clay from Madison. Hey, Clay, Phil Williams on Right Side. What's on your mind?
Hey, Right Side Warrior, going.
Go, get her done.
Hey. So I got, it may not sound right, but you got to understand the reason behind it. It's called The Day the Earth Cracked. And, you know, there was a test going on. They blew something up, and the crust actually cracked. And the reason it applies because the only way to stop the crack, which is the only way to stop Congress right now or the left or whatever, is they had to blow it up. They had to nuke a volcano that the crack was coming to. And I have a feeling we're going to have to symbolically nuke and get the left out of power before we're going to get out of this situation.
Well, I am hoping that the 2022 elections equate to basically a nuclear election, if you know what I mean. And
absolutely.
Hey, Clay, that's a good one from B-roll way back in the past. Thanks for your call, man. We appreciate you being in the audience. Hey, let me jump on down one more call before we hit the next break. Let me get Jeff from Indiana. There's my friend Jeff from Indiana. Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
Doing good, Phil. How's it going?
It's good. It's good. So what do you think, man? What's your movie input here?
My movie input is just perfect. It's Francis the Talking Mule. Joe Biden's a jackass and somebody else is putting the words in his mouth.
You know, you may have just fallen into that. Did he just say that category? Hey, yeah. Well, Jeff, that's I'm going to go ahead and call that one perfect and a great way to head into the next break. Man, we appreciate you as always, Jeff. Thanks for being in the audience, man. We love you. Copper, have you got one as we head to the break?
Yes, Mission Impossible.
Mission Impossible.
It does feel like it sometimes.
It does indeed sometimes feel like there are spies with masks on doing things that we can't understand. Mission Impossible. All right, folks, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. You got to laugh sometimes, you know? You just got to. We can leave those phone lines open. We'll have a couple minutes when we come back. 866-494-9866. Friday afternoon, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back. Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN. Phil Williams here, wrapping up the week on Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Hey, before I leave, though, I got to tell you real quickly about my friends at eTaxBreaks.com. eTaxBreaks.com, what an amazing group of folks. I know them personally. They got 23 years of experience right now at finding you money. How cool is that? A job that just finds you money. Money you didn't know you qualified for. Finding you money because of the way you run your business. Did you know that, like, where you locate your business or who you hired or did you stay open during the pandemic or was there a natural disaster? There's like 3,000 programs out there that qualify you for free money simply because of things like that that you didn't even know you were there probably. Go to etaxbreaks.com/rightside. That's etaxbreaks.com/rightside and just see if you qualify. They only get paid if they find you money. And they found over $7 million for their clients in July alone. That's big doings. We got some folks hanging on the line, and I'm going to get right to them here in a minute. And I'm going to wrap up, first of all, this whole thing I've been talking about with the did they just say that thing. Last story of the day. I mean, the biggest one was President Biden just going ahead and saying, I could kill you with my COVID if you won't get vaccinated. What a knucklehead thing to say. But here's another knucklehead thing. So the Washington Fox News here, Fox News is reporting that literally The Washington Post, there you go, The Washington Post has an article claiming that the abortion opponents in the Jewish and Christian faiths are basing their resistance to abortion on a false interpretation of Scripture. Yes. They claim that one single word in Exodus chapter 21 was misinterpreted and it should have been miscarriage as opposed to aborting. And so they're saying that all of this pro-life movement in the evangelical and Jewish communities is misplaced. Franklin Graham, Mark Tooley from the President of the Institute of Religion and Democracy, Al Mohler from the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, Alveda King, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s niece, have all come out and said, you have totally taking that out of context, and you are forgetting the fact that Scripture is replete with God's love for life in general. And wow, did they really just say that? Yes, they did. Hey, going to the phone lines, I got a few minutes, so I'll take three quick calls. I got in line one, Shannon from Hartsville. Hey, Shannon, Phil Williams on Right Side. What's on your mind?
Hey, I just going to comment on the movie and stuff.
Yeah.
How about Animal House?
Animal House. Perfect.
It's crazy, man. It's crazy.
Take no prisoners. Yes, absolutely, Shannon. Good call, man. Thanks for that. Let me move on down here and get line four, Thomas from Athens. Hey, Thomas, Phil Williams on right side. What's on your mind?
Hey, Phil. Just wanted to say I hired you and the reps for a gig a number of years ago at the Straight to AL. Hey, anyway, wanted to say creeping socialism or galloping or an all encompassing socialism and progressivism. It's the blob. It gets bigger and bigger and consumes people.
It consumes and it grows as it consumes. Yes, indeed. Hey, and Thomas, by the way, I got to tell you, the Phil Williams you heard playing at Straight to L was my other buddy, Phil Williams, who was in the state house, and I was in the state senate. We had two of us named Phil Williams in the legislature at the same time. He is my bud, though, and I need to get him on the show with me sometime. So,
yeah, do that. That'd be great. Okay.
That would. The Phil Williams Hour. We'll do it. All right, my last call for the day, Ray from Madison. Hey, Ray, Phil Williams on right side. What's on your mind?
Hey, Phil, I am Ray, the right-side ruffian. Anyway, this
whole right.
administration is personified by One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
What a great way to end the week. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Ray, you may have just broken the internet that time. Thank you for that, man. That was good doings. All right, folks. Listen, what a great way to end the week. That would just be funny if we did that. We need to do that kind of thing every week. What have you got, Copper? You got another one you want to add to the fray? Sign off.
Yeah.
What do you got?
I think Ferris Bueller's Day Off, because that's what it feels like Biden is off doing.
Well, you know what? It's as a matter of fact, he flies to Vermont or something virtually every weekend. Remember when Afghanistan's just fell apart, Biden was away on vacation, and so was Jen Psaki, and like half the executive was gone. Oh my gosh! Well, folks, you have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Copper, I hope the same for you. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. I'm going home to see my sweet wife. Hey, honey, I'm on the way home. All right, folks, you got Right Side Radio back with you again on 2 o'clock on Monday. And next up right now, you got the great one, Mark Levin. All right, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. We'll see you Monday.